Hello, you're joining me at DDD, and I'm really pleased to say that I'm being joined by Robert Hogg, one of our MVPs and esteemed RDs.
Good afternoon, morning.
Good afternoon, it's afternoon, I think.
It is.
We've been here for a while. So we have stolen the camera from Rick Hepworth, who's been doing an amazing job this morning of talking to a lot of the speakers. But I wanted to grab some time with Robert, just have a chat with him about being an MVP.
Does Rick's ego know the camera's not on him?
I'm not sure. He's gone off to do a talk to someone else, so I think it's great. So just so you know, there's about 300 people in the building right next to us who are here for DDD South.
That's right.
And then there's another DDD that's happening in October, which is going to be...
in Bradford, in the north, and then hopefully in November in Dublin as well.
Fantastic.
And that'll be a much larger event.
And that's a new one
that's
for
a new
you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your reputation is growing and you are spreading your wings.
Yep. Our love for developers only gets better.
Fantastic. So let's just move on from DDD ever so slightly and talk about the MVP program.
Wonderful program.
Yes. It's been running for the last 20 years, if not longer. We've had an amazing group of MVPs in that time. We have about 170 MVPs now within the UK, of which you are one. And the burning question that I want to ask you, and I ask a lot of my MVPs, is why are you an MVP? What is the benefit to you of being part of this program?
I think the why and the benefit are two separate things.
Okay.
So the why is I have a passion for helping people. I have a passion for my industry. That's dev. I love IT pros as well, but dev is my genuine passion in life. To be frank, it's the only thing I can do. And I think that I'm passionate about the professionalism in my industry.
Okay.
So I'm a fellow of the British Computer Society for the more professional side. And I sit on the academic boards of some universities about their professional standards as well. But I also want to see developers getting the education they need. And I was really quite saddened for a long time that obviously, you know, my sort of professional events, you know, what's new in C# and .NET, and other vendors do the same kind of thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not enough. And also what I've also seen is that companies won't educate the developers.
Okay, that's interesting.
And so I was conscious that there were sets of developers who couldn't even, if Microsoft ran an event on a Thursday, they wouldn't have been given time off work to attend. So I saw people taking time off as holiday to attend events.
Yeah.
And when I originally saw, so I started running some community events in the evening. So we'd run our commercial events as Black Marble, and then we'd run community events in the evening. I'd get a bit of sponsorship from, say, Microsoft to fund the day, and then run a free community event in the evening, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And really, it was about getting people who knew interesting areas of development to actually stand up and share their knowledge with people. So the reason I became an MVP is because of organizing that and then follow on to that DDD North and now DDD South and then Dublin as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really about the speaking. So I became an MVP through my speaking role, where I would stand up and say, this is what I know about Link and C# or AI or bots or... and I have a broad spectrum of fascination for development, and I love to learn, and I realize that I love to help people.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I became an MVP was that passion in helping people.
Great.
And a desire, that passion and desire to help people. And that's I believe that's why I got the MVP award.
Absolutely, yes.
The benefits, I'll be honest, I was actually offered an MVP, and I didn't know what it was, and I turned the first one down.
Wow, how long ago was that?
About 12 years ago. And it sort of said, would you be interested? I said, I don't know what it is. And like being an idiot, I didn't check. So that maybe not one of the brightest moves in my life. But the year after they said, this is what it is. Oh, yeah, probably should have said yes.
Yeah.
But it's a reward. You know, the MVP is a reward for doing great work,
mm-hmm.
And being an expert in your area. The reward is quite, I mean, you get an MSDN subscription, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
But the real benefit, the solid benefit is, you can turn up to product groups, the people who are writing this software, and talk to them about your ideas, your thoughts, what you'd like them to do for the good, and if you have a problem, they'll listen to your problems as well. And so the ability to solve problems for you and the people... You know, when I'm running an event, somebody says, I've had X, Y problem. Oh, actually, I know. I can ask somebody about that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I will then feed that back, get the answer, and then pass it back to somebody. So it's a, we become a conduit to help people. It's a huge benefit to us. It's absolutely stunning. I can't describe to you how amazing that's, and that has changed my life. There is no two ways about how I was, for my sins, I was a BizTalk MVP, an Architecture MVP, I was a Visual Studio MVP for a while. And it's interesting now looking at those products, how much of a solid impact I've had a change. I remember it was only a few weeks ago, some of my devs said, oh, this is a, you know, so what's the most useful feature of Visual Studio? And I won't describe it because it's too funny for words. And I realized that was actually one of my requests. I thought, oh, how sweet is that? That's really the thing they used the most was something I had asked for.
And so that was your feedback directly to the product team.
That's right.
As part of being an MVP.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And also, you get the opportunity to go and see them on an annual basis.
That's right. I mean, the Redmond Summit is genuinely the highlight of my year. I mean, I have a business to run, so I have to go to the sales conferences because I've been bad. But the MVP Summit is, I cannot tell you what an amazing experience. I mean, I go to Build, which is fantastic, but it pales compared to the MVP Summit. You know, you walk in and every hour the product groups are sitting down saying, here's some amazing either insight, stuff that they're not going to tell anybody just yet, or they're saying, we're thinking of doing this, what are your thoughts? And the fact that you can shape their planning, you know, assuming that you've got a vague idea what you're talking about, that's pretty much given in the conversation.
Yeah.
You can say, here are my thoughts, and they will genuinely take those into effect. They'll say, oh, actually, yes. No, the answer is quite often, yes, we thought of that. We discounted it because it's a stupid idea. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Oh, but enough times it's, we hadn't thought of that. And then they will follow up with you, and you'll get an email chain and some phone calls. And as I said, you know, there was a period of time that Richard Fell, my beloved friend Richard, is a Visual Studio MVP as well. What does that say about us? I don't know. But there was a period of time that we were getting huge numbers of features in the Visual Studio, and you realize that you're affecting developers in such a positive way that you're actually helping drive people's day-to-day use of the products and saving them time and effort. And that's a really nice feeling as well.
Yeah, and that's great. So if we take it back a step, so obviously receiving the MVP award is about the recognition for all the great work that you do. And, I am the person that sits there and I look through all of the community activities. Well, I have the privilege, in actual fact, of looking at all nominations and all renewals for MVPs. So anybody who's listening to this, just to remind you that when you become an MVP, you are not a perpetual MVP. No. You do not receive it once. It is something that happens every 12 months. And if you're unable to stay at the same level of community activity, it is something that we look at.
Community and technical as well.
Exactly. My apologies. Yeah, actually, we look at quality and we look at the community activities that you're doing. If you were to speak directly to some of those up-and-coming community leaders, what advice would you give them? And it's not necessarily that they should all be working towards the MVP award. Selfishly, I would say that is the best thing to do. But actually, being a community leader is in itself a hugely rewarding activity. So what advice would you give them?
I would say, I mean, there's another video where me and Rick are chatting about the whys and wherefores of why we do DDD. Mm-hmm. I mean, the rewards are fantastic. You know, people, changing people's lives so it becomes positive is just, it makes me a very happy person. It really does. I don't quite live for it, but it has a significant impact on my life, knowing that I'm helping people.
So it's about you sharing your knowledge, because you are an expert in the area of Azure, and as you've said, Visual Studio and BizTalk and other areas, but it is about you sharing your knowledge with other people.
But as a community leader, that's not the case.
Okay.
As a community expert, which is what I think the MVP award is predominantly about, where you have an expert area, I enjoy sharing my knowledge.
Yeah.
As a community leader, it's helping organize community experts to share their knowledge.
Yes.
So there's like a meta layer above the top.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be presenting, but I'm also helping organize so other people can present as well.
Yes.
So I think they go hand in hand, but they're just slightly different, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But to the community leader, say, it's an enjoyable experience. You know, in the video I said, you do get occasional negatives. I want an extra selection of sandwiches. Why couldn't you carry me from my hotel room? Or whatever whatever it's going to be. And my line is really easy. You know, it's a free admittance, and I'll refund 100% of that free admittance at any point if you're unsatisfied. Mm-hmm. But generally, we have a 99% satisfaction rate, or is it 99.5%? And just the reading the comments of, this was great, we need more of this, we're enjoying ourselves, and seeing that people can go on to better things, that's all I need. It's that easy.
Fantastic.
Then going into the MVP side, you then get to be able to do that on a larger scale. Because people will now listen to what I say. I can say, we're going to run an event twice the size, 10 times the size, and people go, okay, let's go for it. So we can do, the MVP award has allowed me to not only have great product group interaction, but then it's allowed me to grow the things I've loved in the community side as well.
So would your message to anybody who's thinking about being a community expert and a community leader, because you're right, the two elements go hand in hand. And again, for those who are new to the MVP program, you can become an MVP if you're a great blogger, if you write great articles,
yep.
If you are answering questions on forums. There are many, many elements that you can use to be awarded as an MVP. Would your advice be, actually, it's about getting involved. You have this great knowledge that you would use sure. during your day job, and actually the community is about getting involved and sharing all the great information that you have.
If you have information, share it. Mm. And I would say, don't stop at one. I mean, it's the old line, I've got some information, I can write a blog post, I can tweet about it. That can then also tie into a larger article, or article turn into a blog post into a tweet,
yeah.
and then into a presentation. Don't do one, do four.
Yeah.
You've done one lot of preparation. The advantage of the presentation style is a written article could be read, and there's a strange thing I've seen, that people read things in the tone of mind they are at the time.
Right. Okay.
So if they're not in a receptive mood at the time, you can't influence them because they might be in a grumpy mood when they read an article. Mm-hmm. But if you're presenting and you're bouncing around and you're showing them, even if they're in a bad mood to start with, they're probably going to be receptive by the end.
Yes.
So I would really try and do the presentations if you can. But a lot of people are frightened, and I'll be honest with you, even until quite recently, I got incredibly nervous standing up and presenting.
Okay.
And luckily, years ago, Microsoft actually ran some presentation skills courses, which I'm not going to help. I thoroughly hated every single second of.
Yeah.
But it changes what you do, and you can bounce out and you can do amazing things. The thing is, if you know your stuff, if you don't know your stuff, you're going to tank.
Yeah.
If you know your stuff, you can all, because people will be kind. Normally they'll say, can you tell us about this? Oh yeah, well, and then normally if you're vaguely technical, once you get asked a question, you're about an hour later, you're still talking about bumblebees or whatever it was.
So DDD is actually a great opportunity for those aspiring MVPs, for those aspiring speakers
yep.
to come along and really get involved. And, you know, there is an opportunity that not every presentation that you do is going to go well. But actually within DDD, you can start with a 10-minute, is it Grok talk?
Yep.
Over lunch, and then you can move on to doing other more in-depth presentations, which is
so
fantastic.
We offer two styles. You can either submit for a general presentation, which is voted on by the public. We're going to try and do curated tracks for the next DDD and onwards, where we'll have one track which is up-and-coming speakers, people haven't really presented before. So they'll get a slightly different voting weighting, because people quite often vote for people they've seen and know. Mm-hmm. That's just one of those things. So we'll try and do an up-and-coming track. And we also have the Grok Talks as well.
Great.
And if you're not sure, Grok Talks are over really quick. Mm-hmm. And if you are going to do well, you'll do very well. Very quick, and if you are going to fail, you'll fail very quick. So either way, it works out quite well.
Yes, yeah. Well, thank you so much for your
My
time.
Pleasure.
I really appreciate it. We need to let you get back and speak to some of the attendees.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us, and I think to anybody who is an aspiring community expert or leader, the answer is really get involved, You can go to the mvp.microsoft.com website to find out more about the MVP program. And thank you very much.